Back again with John MacArthur in the Grace to You audio blog. If you haven't heard, there's a discussion underway at gty.org. When John is done, get the info on how to get involved.
Kenneth Copeland has explicitly stated what many word faith teachers more subtly imply. This is what Kenneth Copeland writes. He imparted in you when you were born again. Peter said it just as plain. He said, we are partakers of the divine nature. That nature is life eternal in absolute perfection. And that was imparted, injected into your spirit man. And you have that imparted into you by God just the same as you imparted into your child the nature of humanity. That child wasn't born a whale. It was born a human. Isn't that true? Well now, you don't have a human, do you? You are one. And you don't have a God in you. You are one. End quote. Copeland teaches that Adam was created in the God class. That is, Adam was a reproduction of God. Listen to what he says, quote, he was not subordinate to God. Adam was walking as a God. What he said went. What he did counted. And when he bowed his knee to Satan and put Satan up above him, then there wasn't anything God could do about it because a God had placed Satan there. Adam, remember, was created in the God class, but when he committed high treason, he fell below the God class. End quote. On the cross, according to Copeland, Jesus won the right for believers to be born again back into the God class. Adam was created not subordinate to God, but as a God. He lost it, and in Christ we are taken back to the God class. In saying that, Copeland believes that Jesus, quote, won healing, he won deliverance, he won financial prosperity, mental prosperity, physical prosperity, family prosperity. He said he'd meet my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and I'm walking around and saying, yes, my needs are met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I'm covenanting to the need meter. I'm covenanting to the I am. Hallelujah. And I say this with all respect so that it don't upset you too bad, but I say it anyway. When I read in the Bible where he says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am too. End quote. That is so blasphemous, it ought to make every true child of God cringe. Yet it is typical of word faith teaching for any human being to call himself the I am, Yahweh, the eternal saving sovereign God, is blasphemy. In the face of criticism for some of his statements about the deity of the believer, Copeland appeared with Paul and Jan Crouch on Trinity Broadcasting Network's program, Praise the Lord, and he was there to defend his teaching. This is the following conversation that ensued. Paul Crouch said, God doesn't even draw a distinction between himself and us. Kenneth Copeland said, never, never. You never can do that in a covenant relationship. Paul Crouch, do you know what else that has settled then tonight? This hue and cry and controversy that has been spawned by the devil to try and bring dissension within the body of Christ that we are gods. I am a little God. Kenneth Copeland, yes, yes. Jan Krauts, absolutely. He gave us his name. Kenneth Copeland, the reason we are. Paul Crouch, I have his name. I'm one with him. I'm in covenant relations. I am a little God. Critics be gone. Kenneth Copeland, you are anything that he is. Paul Crouch, yes. Paul Crouch, head and on-air host of Trinity Broadcasting Network and therefore one of the most powerful, influential people in the religious broadcasting today, has reaffirmed repeatedly his commitment to the little God's doctrine of word faith, quoting him, that new creation that comes into new birth is created in his image. It is joined then with Jesus Christ. Is that correct? And so in that sense, I saw this many years ago, whatever that union is that unites Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he says, Father, I want them to be one with me, even as you and I are one in us. So apparently what he does, he opens up that union of the very Godhead and brings us into it. We become part of the Trinity in that view. Benny Hinn adds, quote, the new creation is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. The new man is after God, like God, God-like, complete in Jesus Christ. The new creation is just like God. May I say it like this? You are a little God on earth running around. And then Hinn responded to criticism of such teaching this way. He said, "Now are you ready for some real revelation knowledge? Okay, now watch this. He laid aside his divine form so one day I would be clothed on earth with the divine form." Kenneth Hagin has a teaching. A lot of people have problems with it, yet it is absolute truth. Kenneth Copeland has a teaching. Many Christians have put holes in it, but it's divine truth. Hagin and Copeland say, "You are God. You are God's." Oh, I can't be God. Hold it. Let's bring balance to this teaching. The balance is being taught by Hagin. It's those that repeat him that mess it up. The balance is being taught by Copeland, who's my dear friend, but it's those that repeat what he says that are messing it up. You see there, brother? When Jesus was on earth, the Bible says he first disrobed himself of the divine form. He, the limitless God, became a man that we men may become as he is. End quote. You'll notice in this that they land on the verses that indicate that we enter in and participate in some of the things that are true about God. But they take it to the extreme where we become God. We do participate in the love of God, don't we? And in the righteousness of God. And enjoy the grace of God. But are not God. Hagin, he says, quote, "If we ever wake up and realize who we are, we'll start doing the work that we're supposed to do. Because the church hasn't realized yet that they are Christ. That's who they are. They are Christ. Now we're not only God, we're Christ." Thus have the Word Faith teachers agreed to depose God and put us in his place. From that basic error flow all the fallacies. Why do they teach that health and prosperity are every Christian's divine right? Because we're God. We deserve it, right? If I'm God, I deserve prosperity. Why do they teach that a believer's words have creative and determinative force? Because in their system, we're God, and God could speak things into creation, and we're God, so we can speak them into creation. They have bought Satan's original lie. The serpent said to the woman, "You surely shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from this fruit, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God." That was a lie. Man will never be like God. We will be a glorified man, not God. The idea that man can be like God is and always has been the satanic lie. It was the very lie that, listen to this, brought the devil himself down. He said, "I will be like God."
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.